Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jody Jarrod. Batting third. The right fielder, Shane Spencer. Batting fourth. The DH, Kareem Garcia. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Selby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Josh Bard. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Travis Hafner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Eric Burns. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terrence Long. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Frank Menichino. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Hudson. And now, play ball. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Jarrod is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jarrod hits a line drive into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Selby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tejada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Selby strikes out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lawton strikes out. Two outs. Josh Bard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hafner hits a line drive into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durazo strikes out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gant. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel bunts towards third. Manny Chino fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Jody Gerrutt is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gerrutt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerrutt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gerrutt moves to second. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gerrutt scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Selby is 0 for 1 in the game. Selby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Spencer moves to third. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gant hits a fly ball into center field. Gerrutt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Menichino batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Menichino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Bard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner strikes out. Two outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Selby fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatteberg moves to second. Two outs. Aribil Durazo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durazo is 0 for 1 in the game. Durazo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawton throws the ball into Selby, who tags Durazo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hatteberg scores. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jody Gerrard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gerrard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gerrard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Vizquel moves to third. Gerrard moves to second. Shane Spencer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia is walked intentionally. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Selby is 0 for 2 in the game. Selby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to home to get Vizquel. Gerrard moves to third. Garcia moves to second. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Gerrard scores. Garcia moves to third. Selby moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Josh Bart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gant is 0 for 1 in the game. Gant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Jody Gerrard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gerrard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerrard hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Menichino is 0 for 1 in the game. Menichino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis moves to second. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. Tejada takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to third. Hatteberg moves to second. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durazo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sabathia. Ellis scores. Hatteberg scores. Tejada moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manny Chino juggles the ball. That's an error on Manny Chino. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Selby is 0-for-3 in the game. Selby strikes out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gant is 0-for-2 in the game. Gant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Selby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Menichino is 0-for-2 in the game. Menichino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Josh Bart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hafner strikes out. Two outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatteberg takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Jarrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jarrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jarrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer strikes out. 2 outs. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danis Baez now pitching. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durazo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Durazo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Selby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Jarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jarrett. Long reaches second base with a double. Durazo goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4. And Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.